It's time for another Castle Country FYI here on Castle Country Radio. And today we have three guests joining us in the studio. First, we'll be joined by Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller. And then we'll bring in two ladies who are helping make a difference in the community with Marcy Loveless and Tiffany Noyes. First off, Jake, it's always a pleasure to get you in here and talk about things that are happening in the county. I appreciate you coming in today.
Jordan, there's always so much going on in the community. But right now we have a cause that I think the whole community can get behind.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you. It's called Carbon Caring for Kids. Jake, go ahead and give me the basis of what you guys are basically pushing today and what you're trying to spread awareness on, because it is truly just a great cause, specifically this time of the year as we go into the holiday season.
You know, during the holiday season, a lot of us think of Santa Claus, a lot of us think of, you know, the fun family moments that we have together, but a lot of us forget about the six-year-old down the street who goes home and is hungry for those 12 days out of school, or for the weekend where he doesn't have school lunch. We've identified that there's a growing need out there in the community, and these two young mothers here in the community are doing something about it, and I'd like to let everyone else know what they're doing.
Well, I'm going to let you introduce, again, Marcy and Tiffany, and you guys can talk about the great things that are happening. And it's important to note that Marcy and Tiffany, they're just mothers in the community, Jake. That's all they are. I mean, they're volunteers that wanted to make a difference.
That's correct. There's really no agency involved. There's just some concerned mothers who are fortunate enough to have the means and the life circumstance where they can help and make a difference. What's going on? Well, let's first of all, Marcy, could you tell us how this all got started?
You bet. About a week before Thanksgiving, Tiffany and I were playing in co-ed volleyball, and I had recently just returned from a trip from Africa on a humanitarian medical trip, and when I came home, we had lots of people make the comment and say, oh, I wish I could go somewhere and make a difference in someone's lives and go to a third world country and make that difference. And my husband had told me, he said, people don't need to serve in another country to make a difference. There is help in our own backyard. There are people going hungry in our own backyard. And that got me thinking a lot. And I was talking to Tiffany about this at volleyball one night. And a couple days later, she calls me and we have a mutual friend that is a social worker at the schools. And she was saying of this great need that's in the schools, that these kids are going home hungry and the only meals that they eat are breakfast and lunch at the school. So Tiffany called me up and said, hey, should we do this for Thanksgiving? And it had initially become a Thanksgiving project, but we got such an amazing response from the community. So many people were so willing to jump in and to donate so much of their time, their money, and food. That we decided to make this a continuing and an ongoing thing.
Tell us how, you know, Tiffany and Marcy, tell us how people are banding together and what they're doing exactly to make a difference now.
So how our particular program works is these families and or children in need are identified by the schools, and then we're given a number. It's completely anonymous. We don't know their situation. We don't know who they are, and we get a number, and with our Facebook page, we let everybody know our need, and we put these kits together with volunteers. We deliver them, and then they are divvied out to the kids and to the families. We hit a variety of situations, from families who just need the extra support all the way down to kids who really just need food to eat. So we try to hit a range of people and help as many kids as we can.
Now, I'm being told that individuals are donating time. They're helping you make these food kits. People are also donating money. So with that money, you guys are going out and buying the nutritional food necessary, not candy bars and things like that, but, you know, important nutritional meals that will help give them what they need. As well as you've got businesses out there who are sponsoring kids. Can you tell us what it costs to put these meals together?
So for one weekend, for a two-day weekend, it costs about $10 per kid. Right now, we are feeding around 95 kids, and so that's close to $1,000 every weekend. So we have amazing community members who are giving us donations every week, and on our Facebook group page, we have called Carbon Caring for Kids. We put a list of those needs, so whatever we're missing that we have, we ask for those specific items, and people jump on those as fast as they can, and they are dropping them off. We also have different companies that are donating money each week or made a sum of money. for the Christmas vacation. We have Loveless Ash Company is donating the milk for all of these kids, which is such a huge blessing. That's one reason why we've been able to get it down to $10 per kid for the weekend. We also have companies, Jake Miller Financial has donated, and Donna Mathis. And we have companies that are doing a food drive that have contacted me. I didn't even have to reach out to it. They just heard about it. And they've called me and said, hey, can we help? What can we do to help? And Caption Call is doing a food drive, and Dance Technica is, those are the two. And the Nursing Association at the college, they all have been doing really, really good to provide all of the donations to make this possible.
You've been doing this since Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And tell us about the upcoming need. We have a very long weekend coming up.
Yes, so right now we're trying to bring in as much as we can by Friday, and then over the weekend we'll take account of where we're at based on the need, and then with the money donations we've received, we go to the store and purchase those food items to fill in the gaps. And then all day Monday and Tuesday morning at Rocky Mountain Care, we will be putting the holiday kits together for the families and children in need. We welcome volunteers, we welcome food, anything that you're willing or can do. I will be there all day, as well as my coworkers. They've been a big support as well.
Again, a very neat cause. It's called Carbon Caring for Kids, and you can get all the information that you need on the Facebook page. And again, the four drop-off points are going to be Jake Miller Financial, Loveless Ash, Rocky Mountain Home Care and Hospice, and also Tougher Gym. Jake, in closing, I really appreciate you bringing these ladies in and talking to us about something that's very important and very neat in Carbon County.
Jordan, it's always a pleasure to be here and to help make a difference. But honestly, the people making the biggest difference is Marcy Loveless and Tiffany Noyes. And the rest of you out there who are about to participate and help out and make sure that our kids have the necessities and be able to eat this holiday season as well.
Again, that's another Carbon County FYI. We had Jake Miller, Carbon County Commissioner, with Marcy Loveless and Tiffany Noyes right here on Castle Country Radio.